The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th Canto, Chapter Number 14, Text Number 19, given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Dasadhikari, recorded on May 9th, 2016, in Riga, Latvia.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Om Namo
Tasya Ragya Mahabhaga Bhagavan Bhuta Bhavana Parituṣyati Vishva Atma Titashta Nidja Shasane Tashabhagya Mahabhaga Bhagavan Bhuta Bhavana Parituṣyati Vishvatma Tishtato Nija Shasane Tashabhagya
Mahabhaga
Bhagavan Bhuta Bhavana Parituṣyati Vishvatma Tishtato Nija Shasane Tasya with him
Arvino
Ragya the king
Balmex
Mahabhaga
Mahabhaga
O noble one
Akhtalis
Bhagavan the supreme personality of Godhead
Deva Avstaka Persona
Bhuta Bhavana
Who is the original cause of the
cosmic
manifestation?
Padithushyati
becomes satisfied.
Vishvaatma,
the super soul of the entire universe.
Tishtata,
being situated.
Nijasasane,
in his own governing situation. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. O Noble One, if the king sees that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the original cause of the cosmic manifestation and the super soul within everyone is worshipped, the Lord will be satisfied. Purport. It is a fact that the government's duty is to see that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is satisfied by the activities of the people as well as by the activities of the government. There is no possibility of happiness if the government or citizenry have no idea of Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the original cause of the cosmic manifestation, or if they have no knowledge of Bhuta Bhavana, who is Vishvatma, or the super soul, the souls of everyone's soul. The conclusion is that without engaging in devotional service, neither the citizens nor the government can be happy in any way. At the present moment, neither the king nor the governing body is interested in seeing that the people are engaged in the devotional service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Rather, they are more interested in advancing the machinery of sense gratification. Consequently, they're becoming more and more implicated in the complex machinery of the stringent laws of material nature. People should be freed from the entanglement of the three modes of material nature, and the only process by which this is possible is surrender unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is advised in Bhagavad Gita. Unfortunately, neither the government nor the people in general have any idea of this. They are simply interested in sense gratification and in being happy in this life. The word nijashasane, in his own governmental duty, indicates that both the government and the citizens are responsible for the execution of varnashrama dharma. Once the populace is situated in the varnashrama dharma, there is every possibility of real life and prosperity, both in this world and in the next. In this purport, we see the word machinery used twice by Srila Prabhupada.
Šajā skaidrojumā mēs redzam, ka Srila Prabhupada divas reizes lietojis vārdu mašinērija.
The arrangement for sense gratification is called machinery.
Tā iekārte, kas ir paredzēta maņu apmierināšanai, šeit ir nosaukta par mašinēriju.
And also the laws of nature are called machinery.
Un arī dabas likumi ir nosaukta par mašinēriju.
So what is the meaning of machinery in this in these contexts?
Un kas šajā te kontekstā, ko gan nozīmē vārds mašinērija?
The whole material world is going on like a machine.
Visa materiālā pasaule ir kā mašīna.
Both in the way the laws of nature are going on,
gan dabas likumi tā darbojas,
and in the way that people have arranged for sense gratification.
Un arī tas, kā cilvēkiem tiek nodrošināta maņu apmierināšana.
It's like the machine is just automatically going on and on and on and on and on.
Tas ir tā kā mašīna, kas automātiski tikai visu laiku darbojas.
So they set up a whole machinery of sense gratification.
Tātad ir vesela mašinerija, kā nodrošināt maņu apmierināšanu.
It's going on and on and on and on.
Kas nepārtraukti darbojas.
Radio, television,
audio, televīzija,
internets, restaurants, prostitution houses, this whole machinery is just going on, running.
Vesela mašinerija, kas to nodrošina.
And people just completely are caught up by this machinery of sense gratification.
Un cilvēki ir ierauti šajā te maņu apmierināšanas mašinērijā.
Wherever you go, there it is, it's going on.
Un lai kur jūs dotos, tur tas viss tiek piedāvāts.
It's like we see across the street, there's some clothing store, you see.
Kā piemēram, mēs redzam pāri ielai, ir apģērba veikals.
They dress in a way for sense gratification.
Cilvēki ģērbjās, lai apmierinātu savas maņas.
Every aspect of the society is just running on for sense gratification.
Visās savās izpausmēs šī sabiedrība darbojas tādā veidā, lai apmierinātu savas maņas.
The universities also are running in the machinery of sense gratification.
Arī universitātes ir iesaistītas ierauts šajā te maņu apmierināšanas mašīnā.
The governments, everything.
Valdības, viss.
Just a big sense gratification machine rolling on, rolling on, rolling on.
Milzīga maņu apmierināšanas mašinērija nepārtraukti darbojas.
So we get caught up in this machine.
Un mēs esam ierauti tajā.
And there's the other machine of the karmic reactions of this absorption in sense gratification.
Un tad ir nākamā mašinērija, kas ir karmiskās reakcijas, kas iestājās tā iemesla dēļ, ka mēs esam gremdējušies šajā maņu apmierināšanā.
Srila Prabhupada calls that machine the, he says, complex machinery.
Un Srila Prabhupada saka, ka šī mašinērija ir ļoti sarežģīta.
It's very complex or difficult to fathom how it's actually going on.
Un tā ir ļoti kompleksa, ja to ir ārkārtīgi grūti saprast, kā tā darbojas.
But the laws of nature are stringently happening at every minute.
Bet dabas likumi nepārtraukti darbojas ik mirkli.
Everything that's happening to you is a resultant reaction of something you did in the past.
Viss, kas notiek ar jums, ir reakcija uz to, kas ar jums ir noticis, ko jūs esat darījuši pagātnē.
So you have nobody to blame but yourself for anything that you don't like that's happening to you.
attiecībā uz jebko, kas notiek, un jums nepatīk, jums nav pamata vainot nevienu citu.
The machinery is going on.
Mašinerija darbojas.
We become slaves of this machinery.
Un mēs esam kļuvuši par šīs te mašinerijas vergiem.
Actually, there was a song like that back in the 60s. The machine, it keeps on working. And I become a slave of the machine. So in this way, we're actually slaves of this machinery of the material nature. But there's a way out. And that is called Krishna consciousness. You can get beyond the complex machinery of this material nature. There's a more powerful nature. The spiritual nature which is going on. Not like a machine. But beautiful, sweet, loving relationships.
Bet kas darbojas, pamatojoties uz brīnišķīgām, saldām attiecībām.
Based on loving relationship with Krishna.
Un balstās tās uz mīlestības pilnām attiecībām ar Krishna.
So you have a choice.
Un jums ir izvēle.
You can be caught up in this machine.
Jūs varat būt ieraudz šajā mašinērijā,
mašinērijā. Just crunching you and pushing you down to the lower species.
Kas tikai jūs maļ un visu laiku stumj ar vien uz zemākām apziņas formām.
Or you can get out of the machine.
Vai jūs varat tikt ārā no šīs mašīnas.
By the grace of the spiritual master. You can get out of this machine and come back to the original pure loving relationships with Krishna and his devotees. This series of verses we're studying each morning.
Are
specifically talking about the government. This chapter is the story of a king Vena. He's a demoniac king. He was such a demon that even as a child, when playing with his childhood playmates,
viņš bija tādā mērā dēmons, ka būdams vēl bērns un spēlējot ar saviem vienoģiem.
If he would get angry with one of them,
ja viņš sabusmojās uz kādu,
he would murder him, that's all.
Viņš varēja nogalināt to.
So his father was actually a pious Christian, you know, devotee, saintly king.
Viņa tēvs bija dievbijīgs, bakta, svēts cilvēks.
And he tried to train this boy Vena how to become saintly.
Un viņš centās izaudzināt savu dēlu Venu par svētu cilvēku.
Because in the Vedic culture, the kings are saints also. They're not just kings, they're called Rajarshi. There's saint and a king at the same time, Rajarshi.
Tāpēc, ka vediskajā kultūrā valdnieki bija Rajarshi, vienlaicīgi svēta cilvēku valdnieki.
But this Vena was not teachable.
Bet šo Venu nebija iespējams apmācīt.
He was a uncurable or an incurable demon.
Viņš bija neizārstējams demons.
So the father just was disgusted. He just left him into the forest.
Un tēvs vienkārši priekumā atstāja viņu mežā.
And Vena then unleashed a rain of terror upon the citizenry.
Un tad Vena tādu uzsāk teroru pret pilsoņiem.
He ordered the Brahmins to stop all worship.
Un viņš... Sorry,
all the worship was stopped.
Before that, did I get it right that father left him in the forest?
The father was disgusted and he just went to the forest.
The father went to the forest.
He could not train his son how to become saintly. So he just left, went to the forest.
par svētu cilvēku, un tāpēc
and now Vena is the king.
Tagad Vena ir valdnieks.
And he ordered the Brahmins to stop all worship.
Un viņš lika brāmaniem pārtraukt jeb kādu kalpošanu.
Only one worship was allowed.
Tikai viena godināšana tikai.
And that was the worship of Vena.
Un vienīgi drīkstēja godināt Venu.
He presented himself as God. You Brahmins don't know who is God. I am God. You worship me. So it was a horrible situation. And the Brahmins are trying to give him good counsel. That's their duty. But he doesn't take it. So the conclusion was they assassinated him.
Un tas lēmums bija nogalināt viņu.
Not by a gun or by a knife, but by mantra. They killed him by mantra.
Nevis ar nāzi vai ieroci, bet ar mantru.
So that story is coming up soon.
Un tā stāsta dēļ drīz būs.
In upcoming Bhagavatam classes.
Nākamajās Bhagavatam lekcijās.
But we have to learn from this lesson that the government must become Krishna conscious.
Bet mums no šīs te mācības ir jāsaprot, ka valdībai ir jāpieņem Krišnas apziņa.
Otherwise, there's no way that citizens can be happy.
Jo savādāk nav iespējams padarīt pilsoņus laimīgus.
So how will we make the government Krishna conscious?
Un kā lai mēs panākam, ka valdība pieņem Krišnas apziņa?
These are the days of democracy.
Šīs te ir demokrātijas diena, demokrātijas laiks.
How will we do that?
Kā mēs to varam izdarīt?
We have to educate the voters.
Mums ir jāizglīto balsotāji.
That they will only vote for Krishna conscious men.
Lai viņi balso tikai par cilvēkiem Krišnas apziņā.
They will no longer elect rakshasas into office.
Lai viņi vairāk neievēl rakshasas valdībā.
Man eating demons.
Tā, dēmonus, kas ēd cilvēkus.
Even though they don't, may not literally eat the citizens, figuratively they eat, devour the citizens, these politicians. Even though they don't literally eat flesh like a rakshasa, but they figuratively devour the citizens. By keeping them in ignorance of the actual nature of the self.
Un viņi iznīcina savus pilsoņus tādā veidā, ka tura tos neziņā attiecībā uz savu īsteno patību.
So we have a few minutes left for questions.
Mums ir atlikušas dažas minūtes jautājumiem. Recently, there is a new law passed here in Latvia, and the idea of that law is, if anyhow you want to impose this, you come out with the idea that existing way of governing this country should be changed, they can put you in the jail. So which means that if somebody doubts that this government or this system of governing this country, if anyone doubts it, it could become pretty dangerous.
Well, maybe they should lock me up then.
Es jautāju, tad nesen ir likums Latvijā par to, ka ja kāds apšaub šīs valsts iekārtu un sludina, ka to vajadzētu mainīt, viņš var nonākt cietumā. Un es saku, tātad, ja mēs šā sludinot, uz ko tad varētu būt bīstams, ko tad es saku, tad lai viņi iespēl.
Actually, they can keep their present form of government.
Patiesībā viņi var turpināt esošo, lai viņi turpina esošo valdīšanas sistēmu.
We don't want to change their system of government.
Mēs nevēlamies mainīt valdīšanas sistēmu.
But if they should become Krishna conscious, that's all.
Mēs vienkārši vēlamies, lai viņi pieņem Krishna apziņu.
If they are Krishna conscious, even democracy will work.
Ja cilvēki ir Krishna apziņā, tad arī demokrātija nes rezultātus.
Monarchy is the ideal system.
Monarchija ir ideālā sistēma.
But it's not practical. There's no one qualified to be monarchs anymore.
Bet tā šodien nav praktiski, tāpēc, ka nav kvalificēti monarchi.
This is the Kali Yuga. We don't have any qualified monarchs in this age. So let them have their democracy. That's okay. But let them be Krishna conscious. Are these questions? No. Oh, okay. Any more questions?
When we shave ourselves, what to do with the hair?
Throw it away.
But there is what is the proper way of dip them into the soil or burn or
the drain, the toilet, wherever, it doesn't matter. Just get rid of it. When I shave, it's usually, my hair is so short. I just take the razor and stick it in the faucet and run it down the faucet.
Man mate ir tik īsi, tā ka es noskoju, es vienkārši atliek atpakaļ skoveklē, tajā skoveklē, tajā.
Is there a mantra for worshipping your hair? No. It's like stool. Would you worship your stool?
No, my God, smantus, lai jūs varat pielūkt savus mantus.
My sacred stool. Next question. That woke everybody up at least. Next question.
Hare Krishna. Если предсказано наступление Золотого века, значит, в правительстве тоже что-то поменяется, если будет совсем другая ситуация на Земле.
Этот я и предсказал Золотой лайкмен, тот. Это как вопрос или как заключение вы задали? Как вы задали?
Вопрос, что поменяется.
Kas mainīsies valdībā? If the golden age now is predicted, how the government would change during that time?
They can maintain democracy. We have no objection.
Viņi var uzturēt demokrātiju, par to mums nav nekāda iebilduma.
Or if they want to switch to monarchy, a Krishna conscious monarchy, they can do that.
Vai viņi varētu pārsteigties uz Krišnas apziņas monarhiju?
Let's say you have a democracy.
Viņiem jums ir demokrātija.
Everybody votes, we would like to have monarchy.
Un tad demokrātijas ietvaros, visi var nobalsot, ka mēs vēlamies monarhiju.
That could happen.
Tas varētu notikt.
Or they may decide to keep democracy.
Vai cilvēki nolīgs turpināt demokrātiju?
Either way is okay. And each country can make their own decision. There are actually absolute monarchies on this planet right now. There's one country somewhere on the other side of the globe. They're a monarchy, pure monarchy.
There is one country.
Yeah, there's one country. The king is like the father, and everyone loves the king, and everyone's like his children. It's a very affectionate relationship.
Valdnieks ir kā tēvs un mīl savus padodos kā bērns un visi ļoti priecīgi par šādām attiecībām.
So but either way is okay. Now it's just a matter of each country deciding what they want to do. They can do whatever they like.
Katra valsts var nolēmt to, ko tā vēlās.
As long as they're Krishna conscious, then it'll work.
Tik ilgi. Galvenais, lai būtu Krišnas apziņa. Būs Krišnas apziņa, tad tas viss nesīs rezultātu.
Just like our ISKCON system, it's not a monarchy. We have a GBC, we don't have a monarchy in ISKCON.
It's
not exactly a democracy, because the GBC is not elected. It's somewhere in between a monarchy and a democracy. And it's a perfect system that Prabhupada gave us. There's some word for it where you have the they're appointed and they appoint their replacements. I forget the word for it, but there's a word for that type of government also. Next question. Well, he gave him the mic, so you'll be next. Go ahead. All right, go ahead.
Например, когда распространяешь книжки, и к тебе подходит полиция и говорит, что так делать нельзя, ты портишь настроение людям, что им отвечать? Как с ними разговаривать?
Когда изготовят грамоту с полицией, пинаком, как это надо сделать, это бой, а человеком гарстава, как ответить?
While distributing books, police approaches and says that that's not a good way, it's not allowed because that spoils the feelings of other people. How should I reply?
Well, they're telling you, they're just giving you a suggestion, or are they threatening to arrest you? Are they threatening to arrest you if you don't stop, or are they just giving a suggestion?
Вопрос, подождите, они говорят, что если вы не прекратите, вас арестуют, либо они просто дают вам совет.
Они говорят, что так делать нельзя, прекращать.
Они, если не прекратить, вас арестуют?
Говорят, что будут проблемы.
They just say that there will be some problems. They are kind of threatening, yeah.
Kind of threatening.
Kind of threatening. Yeah.
That's nice. I know, but I got arrested myself. They put me in jail. So they're nicer to you than they were to me. They locked me up in the cell for 36 hours. I was an inmate in the jail. So they're being very gentle with you. They didn't arrest you. But you could say, like, I appreciate very much you're trying to help my book distribution. Can you tell me what would be a better way to approach the people? I appreciate you're trying to help me be a better book distributor. Maybe you can show me a better... Why don't you take the book and you show me how a better way to do it than the way I'm doing it.
Vai jūs varētu varbūt paņemt grāmatu un parādīt, kā tas būtu jādara pareizi?
I'd be happy to learn from you how to do it in such a way I don't get in trouble. So you show me, I'll watch, you be my guru, and you do, and I'll learn from you how to distribute books.
Vai jūs man varētu parādīt, kā lai es to daru tā, lai nevien nesatrauktu? Esiet mans guru.
Or you could just say, okay, and you go distribute somewhere else.
Vai jūs sakat, labi, piekrīt, un dodaties izplatīt kaut kur citur?
Huh?
That's the best thing.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much for the warning. I appreciate it.
Tas ir labāks. Paldies, ka brīdinājāt, es to novērtēju.
Then you leave and go somewhere else.
Un doties kaut kur citur.
That's the way the audience in America live.
Tā Amerikā labāks rīkojās, Matiņš saka.
It's a big world out there. If one neighbor, the police in one neighborhood or don't like your distribution, you go to a different neighborhood, that's all.
Ja kādā rajonā nepatīk izplatīt grāmatas, dodaties uz citu rajonu.
Next question. Yeah.
Sir, Anga un Pil, satim ceļom, i kak un moka ženīts no takoj nedostojnē ženčiņē, это была ошибка его, значит, святые люди тоже могут ошибаться, или же это было привидение, сам Господь вмешался в том, чтобы он совершил такой поступок.
Валдмекс Ангри был святый человек, как он мог апрецеть сервети, которая не была его ценна, или это означает, что святый человек кļūdās, или это была Дева иеукшанас. The king Anga was a saintly person. How come that he married a woman that wasn't on his level? Does it mean that saintly persons also commit, make mistakes, or that was arrangement by God?
That's an interesting question. This was the father of Vena you're talking about. Vena's father, yeah. Well, actually, in a roundabout way, but it was a divine arrangement for the Supreme Personality of Godhead to appear. Because when Vena was assassinated, then the Lord Himself appeared as a king.
Jo tad, kad Vēnu nogalināja, tad Dievs pats kā tāds pats parādījās kā valdnieks.
So in this way, it was a roundabout way, it was Krishna's arrangement.
Un tā tas ir, jāredz mums, kā Krishna to visu sarīkoja.
I don't understand Matthew's question because what was wrong with the wife of Anga?
Es nesaprotu Mātiģi jautājumu, kas bija nepareiz ar Angas sievu.
Everybody in the material world has some bad qualities, some good qualities.
Katram materiālajā pasaulē ir gan labas, gan sliktas īpašības.
Okay, next question. You want to make some more points? Yeah, what was your question?
The question was that what was wrong that
I didn't say it was wrong. Yeah, but you're not that you're supposed to inquire from her in the class. Okay, next question. Yeah.
Shri Gurudev, when somebody is giving a lecture or simply telling something that is different from what you are telling, our reaction might be negative to that. So how do you avoid the negative reaction that we're not?
Well, maybe it's your misunderstanding.
Sometimes we, Shri Gurudev, ja kāds lekcija vai vienkārši sarunā pauš kaut ko tādu, kas atšķirās no tā, ko jūs sakāt, kā izvairīties no negatīvām emocijām tajā brīdī? Un skolotājs atbild, bet iespējams, ka jūs nepareizi sapratāt.
If there's some doubt, you should inquire from the speaker.
Ja jums ir kādas šaubas, jums ir jāturpina jautāt tam, kurš runā.
To explain it.
Lai izskaidrotu to.
If something is confusing, you say, well, you don't quote my name, you say, but I've heard it stated this way, and you're saying it this way, so kindly explain to me what is the actual and proper understanding.
Un, ja ir kādas domstarpības, tad neminot manu vārdu, jūs sakāt vienkārši, bet es esmu dzirdējis, ka ir tā, un izskaidrojiet šo pareizo redzējumu.
Just like even in Prabhupada's teachings.
Kā piemēram par Prabhupādas mācībā.
And the Bhagavatam purport, he says the Yajurveda is the original Veda.
Kā piemēram Bhagavatam skaidrojumā, viņš saka, Yajurveda ir sākotnējā Veda.
But in a lecture, Prabhupada says the Atharva Veda is the original Veda.
Bet lekcijā viņš saka, Atharva Veda ir sākotnējā Veda.
That's Prabhupada himself saying two opposite things.
Tā, Prabhupada pats saka, ka kaut ko tādu, kas savstarpēji izslēdzoši.
So maybe when we bother the mind of the young devotee, how they both can be the original Veda. So then you inquire. I've heard it said that the Yajurveda is the original Veda, now you're saying the Atharva Veda is the original Veda, so what is the proper understanding? And the answer is, that it was given in a later canto of the Bhagavatam, that according to some authorities, the Yajurveda is the original, and other authorities say the Atharva Veda is the original.
Un tālāk Bhagavatam ir skaidrots, ka saskaņā ar vienām autoritātēm Yajurveda ir sākotnējā, citām Atharva Veda.
So in both cases, Prabhupada cited a Vaishnava authority.
Abos gadījumos Prabhupada atsaucās uz Vaishnava autoritātēm.
Even though there was a disagreement on some fine point of philosophy.
Un pat neraugoties to, ka iespējams kaut kādos smalkos punktos ir kādas nesaskaņas filozofijā.
We often see this in the also the acharyas have different understandings of different verses sometimes.
Un dažkārt arī ačārijiem ir dažādi izpratni par vienu to pašu pāntu, piemēram.
So when there's confusion, you should inquire.
Ja ir kāds apmulsums, tad ir atlikums, tad ir jājautā.
That, you know, I've heard it said that Prabhupada wanted to be clean-shaven, and now you're saying that mustaches and beards are okay.
Piemēram, es esmu dzirdējis, ka Prabhupada vēlējās, lai mēs esam gludi skūti, bet jūs sakāt, ka nesāt pārdu pieņemam.
The real thing is you have to become very well-read in Prabhupada's teachings.
Būtība ir tāda, ka jums ir ļoti labi jāpārsim Prabhupādas rakstītais.
And if someone says, well, beards and mustaches are cool, they're okay, they're fine, no problem. Instead of quoting your Guru Maharaj, you say, well, then why did Prabhupada ask his disciple Ramanuja to shave off his beard and mustache?
Un ja kāds saka, ka nesāt bārdu ir pieņemami, tad tā vietā, lai jūs atsauktos uz savu skolotāju, jūs sakāt, bet kāpēc ir Prabhupāda? Tad teica savam mācekļam Ramanujam, lai viņš noskojas.
I'm confused because you're saying they're okay, then why did Prabhupada ask him to shave it off? You can ask like that.
Jūs sakāt, ka es esmu apjūts, jūs sakāt, ka tas ir pieņemami, bet kāpēc tad Prabhupāda tā lika noskoties?
The point is to deal with these things, you can't quote me, but you have to quote the books.
Būtība ir tāda, jums nav jācitē mani, jums ir jācitē grāmatas.
And then you can, then you have a power, very powerful position.
Un tad jūs esat ļoti spēcīgā stāvoklī.
That I have seen sometimes God brothers preach bogus philosophy. One God brother at the Sunday feast, he was saying, okay, everyone, pick your rasa. What rasa would you like to have in Krishna's pastimes? Go ahead and pick one and then cultivate it and you'll get it.
Un izvēlties vienu, attīstiet to, un to jūs arī saņemsiet.
Completely bogus philosophy.
Tā ir pilnībā neuz ko nebalstīt filozofija.
So what do you do if you hear something like that in a lecture?
Un ko jums darīt, ja jūs kaut ko tādu dzirdat lekcijas laikā?
Well, you have to be able to be well read enough in Prabhupada's teachings to say that Prabhupada explains in the nectar of devotion. Like this, you see, you have to be very well read to deal with this stuff.
Bet tad jums jāvar tad teikt, bet Prabhupāda vakti nektarā saka lūk ko par šo.
Until that time, you can just write me and ask, so-and-so said this, what's the proper, I'm confused by this.
Un tik ilgkām jūs nesat tādā līmenī, tik ilgi rakstiet man, jautājiet, es esmu apjūts, kā man šajā situācijā redzēt pareizi.
When I joined the movement, I was very skeptical about everything I heard in every class.
Tad, kad es pievienojos šai kustībai, es biju ļoti skeptisks par jebko, ko es dzirdēju, kurā lekcijā.
Is this what Prabhupada actually says, or are they making something up? I was very skeptical.
Es biju skeptisks par to, vai Prabhupada tiešām tā ir teicis, vai viņi to izdomā.
But as I read the books, I said, oh yeah, they're actually preaching bona fide philosophy here. That's very good.
Bet tad, kad es izlasīju to grāmatā, tad es secināju, šeit viņi studina patiesu filozofiju.
So my best advice to you is you read all the books cover to cover very carefully.
Mans padoms jums ir ļoti uzmanīgi izlasiet visas Prabhupādas grāmatas no vārdu.
And then you can read the letters also, and the lectures, and the conversations, and read everything.
Un arī vēstules, visas lekcijas noklausēties sarunas.
And you can immediately know whether the preacher is bona fide or he's off the track.
Un jūs nekavēties zināsiet, vai sludinātājs ir paties, vai viņš ir novirzījies.
Not a matter of what I say.
Neatsaucieties uz to, ko es teicu.
It's a matter of what Prabhupada says.
Svarīgi, ko Prabhupada ir teicis.
Prabhupada's teachings are the foundation of this movement.
Šīs te kustības pamats ir Prabhupādas mācība.
I spent 45 years trying to correctly understand and learn how to correctly explain what Prabhupada says.
Un 45 gadus es esmu pavadījis, lai saprastu, lai pareizi saprastu šīs te mācības un pareizi tās arī varētu nodot un izskaidrot.
And I'm still learning after 45 years. I'm still learning.
Un pēc 45 gadiem es joprojām mācos.
So you can also learn.
Jums arī tad ir jāmācās.
By carefully studying everything.
Uzmanīgi.
And whenever something doesn't make sense to you, inquire.
Un ja kaut kas jums šķiet nesaprotams, jautājiet.
If it doesn't make sense to you, inquire again.
Ja jums pēc atbildes joprojām nešķiet tas saprotams,
and if it still doesn't make sense, inquire again.
Joprojām nav saprotams, turpiniet jautāt.
Vishnujana Swami told me, you must inquire until your intelligence is fully satisfied.
Vishnujana Swami man teica, jums ir jājautā tik ilgi, kamēr jūs saprāts to papmierināts.
And then Prabhupada told me this. He said, you have been trained up under the expert guidance of His Holiness Vishnujana Swami. So I'm passing on to you what I've learned from Prabhupada. If you follow these instructions, I guarantee you will become highly realized in Krishna consciousness.
And you
will be able to clearly understand who is preaching genuine philosophy and who is introducing bogus philosophy.
Un jūs sapratīsiet, kurš jūs iepazīstin un sludina patiesu filozofiju un kurš sludina maldu filozofiju.
Our time is up.
Laiks ir.
We thank you all very much.
Paldies visiem.
Śrīla Prabhupāda ki jai, Kantarāj Śrīmad Bhāgavatam ki jai, Gaura Prēmanandu.
Shreya Shreeman, Sankarshan, Dasa Vikari Maharaj, Ki!
Jai!